Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for the day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so as you consciously choose to be in communion with the sacred. There never is a time when we are not connected or in communion with the sacred. You cannot separate yourself from the spirit of life any more than you can separate your soul from yourself whilst breathing. But so often we are unconscious of that communion, that connection with the divine, the holy of holy, that is right where we are. That we allow our thoughts to run riot. As in Buddhist philosophy, they talk about the monkey mind. So when I emphasize that we are consciously coming into communion, it's because I want to emphasize that we are making a deliberate choice to recognize the ground of our being, the source of all that is God in us, as us. And as we continue with the levels of conscious development, today we are looking at level 6. Level 6 is about making a difference. We see as we are ascending that levels 5, 6, and level 7 have lots of crossovers and similarities. Because it's here that we are expressing from a higher level of consciousness. This is about making a difference in the world. Making a difference within your family or the workplace or your community or the whole global society. It's about operating at a level of consciousness where you are able to empathize, where you are able to intuit more, where you are able to see ways to connect with others. And to be unconditional in your relationship. That word unconditional is loaded for so many people. And it is a debate that I have often have with my friend Jose. For he thinks it is impossible to be unconditionally loving. And whilst it is certainly a challenge, I make no bones about that, it is possible. And it may not be possible all of the time, but it's definitely possible some of the time. To unconditionally love someone, or just to be a loving person in this world is to have no expectation of it ever being reciprocated or ever needing it to be reciprocated. And I shared with someone, and I'm sure I've shared it with you, I would rather bite my tongue than ever say the words, after all I've done for you. If I ever say those words, it means that my actions were not unconditional. And that is important for me personally. If I am to try and live as close to that I can, the example that was laid down by our teacher and way-shower Jesus. But then it's to do, it's to give, it's to be without any thought of what I might get back in return. And what I have come to know personally, firsthand, is that when you do this, when you operate from this level, the universe, God, the Holy of Holies, always finds a way to bless you in ways you cannot imagine or conceive of, and in the times when you most need it. It always speaks to me that whatever we do, and Jesus was clear when he said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. So whatever we sow, whatever we do, whatever good we may offer, the universe knows and knows how to bless us in return. I love the quote I shared with you by Marie Curie, who says, you cannot hope to build a better world without improving the individual. And to that end, each of us must work on our own improvement. At the same time, share a general responsibility for all humanity. Carlos Santana said, there is no greater reward than working from your heart and making a difference in the world. And Pablo Casals says, the capacity to care is the thing which gives life its deepest significance. Each of these quotes speaks to our need not only to do the work on ourselves, but to bring it to sharing it, to helping others to realize their own potentiality. And anything that you do on yourself impacts the people around you, where places where you happen to be, in ways or shapes you don't or cannot even comprehend. On Friday, I went to the Mind Body Spirit Festival. I haven't been to that in decades. When I first launched my angel business, I had exhibited at there some 27 years ago. And not much has changed. I went because a friend was exhibiting there for the Barbara Brennan School, and that was something I had done back in the 90s. Whilst trying to find my purpose, I guess, I did a lot of different modalities in terms of healing. And whilst I understand it wasn't my calling to be a healer per se, the work that I did, the work that I learned, how it impacted me and continues to impact me, impacts others wherever I may be. And as I walked around the exhibition, there wasn't anything that I really wanted to buy, the usual crystals and various healings that were happening. For me personally, to go and have a healing or reading in a space with so much conflicting energy seems to be a contradiction. So I was just browsing and killing time whilst waiting to have good time to speak with my friends. And people would stop me. They would compliment the way I look. They would want to talk to me. And as I was completing my tour, coming past this stand, this young girl jumped out at me to tell me she had to say how incredible I looked, etc., etc., and just the air that I was exuding. I thanked her and spent some time speaking with her and her friends that were there. And we ended up hugging at the end of it. And I shared with them that the work that we do on ourselves is impacting people in ways that we don't or cannot conceive of. Just walking around the exhibition, how many people had stopped me. Just because the work that I do on myself is impacting and influencing in ways I cannot even recognize or think. And so, my beloved, this level 6, making a difference, living your purpose, this invitation is truly to show up in the world as your unique self, empathizing with others, caring for others, loving others. I want to share 3 short stories. The first one says, Jimmy Thomas is one of those people who desire to be part of this circle of grace that shows up in a big way. The Bolston Spa, New York, native and army veteran, gratefully received a service dog, Boots, to help him prevent seizures. After Boots died last year, Thomas set out on an epic journey, paddling his kayak along the coast from upstate New York to Key West, Florida. From there, he's making his way back home via bicycle. With the help from fellow Rotary Club members, he seeks to raise people's awareness of the need for service dogs to help veterans and raise funds to train the dogs. The average cost to train a qualified service dog is $50,000. We don't have to make grand journeys like Thomas, navigating through shark-infested waters, to participate in the global community. My next story. During the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, the healthcare community had to get creative to stem the spread of the virus. Millions of people around the world were hospitalized or undergoing treatments alone because no family members or friends were allowed to be with them. Sydney Siegel, a social worker at the Sims Mann UCLA Center for Integrative Oncology, wanted to ensure patients undergoing chemotherapy treatments would not feel alone. She didn't try to fight the system to allow visitors. Instead, recalling former patients who asked how they could help others going through chemo. She had an idea. She asked those patients to write letters anonymously to be hand-delivered to those beginning chemo in a project called From the Chemo Chair, From My Heart to Your Heart. Retired electrical engineer and cancer survivor Tulin Menja passed along the wisdom that she gained during treatment, like picturing the medication as a helpful ally. She wrote, but you have to be clear in your mind that this is going to be healing for you. It's not enough to survive, you have to thrive. Other former chemo patients wrote similar words of encouragement. The project was incredibly effective because it was born of compassion. Letter writers understood what patients were going through and their hearts overflowed with the support and comfort they knew would lift up these patients. Compassion heals. Where in your life can you show more compassion? And finally, my third story. Pre-pandemic, Richard Heston of Des Plaines, Illinois, volunteered for the Red Cross counseling military families. When COVID hit, in-person meetings ceased, and Heston missed the face-to-face, so he pivoted. He started delivering donations of clothing and protective equipment to veteran centers and blood products to local hospitals. He also volunteered at a COVID-19 vaccination clinic. The lockdown offered Heston the opportunity to discover other solo volunteer opportunities out in nature. He reports on blooming wildflowers for a nature organization that alerts people and directs them to areas where they can relax safely in nature. He volunteers as a forest steward, monitoring an assigned area to make sure everything is pristine and in working order. Heston told AARP magazine that being a volunteer increased his empathy for others. He points out that people can make a difference through small gestures, not just through huge sweeping ones. Through his willingness to pivot during the pandemic, he discovered new ways of making a difference. Each of those stories shows a level 6 consciousness of living with purpose, of empathizing with others and wanting to share through compassion and thoughtfulness and time and energy. My sacred texts, I want to share several. From Jainism, the Tathagatasutra 5.21 says, rendering help to another is the function of all human beings. 1 Peter 4.10, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the multifaceted grace of God. From the Hadith of Bukhari, the best of men are those who are useful to others. And 1 Thessalonians 5:15, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. My poem that I want to share with you is A Purpose of Life, The Base, by Catherine Pulsefire. Purpose of life is never found in worldly things. It's not about gold, wealth, or what status brings. It's not about the power to make a mark, but more a quest to reach within our heart. The purpose of life is to learn and grow, building character and a love that flows. To others, offer compassion, kindness, and grace. Is that the purpose of life? Is that the base? My Science of Mind reading is entitled, No Big or Little. The first quote comes from Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. A second quote from Ernest Holmes. So far as the law is concerned, it does not know anything about big and little. The author writes, when 11-year-old Carter Dooley saw the negative effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on his community, he didn't let his age get in the way of making a difference. Instead, he took something about which he is over the top passionate and turned it into an instrument of good. He set a goal to serve for 100 days straight, raising money for charity with each wave. After just 5 days, he raised $300 to donate. Some may doubt the impact a child can make on society's colossal challenges. But the truth is, the law of mind knows no big or little. It simply responds. Dooley's philanthropic efforts extended far beyond 100 days. He just kept surfing, even in ice and snow. Donations continued to pour in. He donated the funds to a variety of charities, helping veterans, the hungry, the unsheltered, those in need of clean drinking water, animals, and as of late, children affected by the war in Ukraine. Dooley wants to demonstrate the good in the world. He hopes when other kids see what he has done, they will be inspired to find their own way to give. Sometimes it's easier to think, what can I do as just one person? Dooley shows us the way. The law of mind knows no big or little. It only recognizes the intention of good, and it acts on that, bringing good into experience. My beloved, I think from our sacred text to our poem to our stories to our signs of mind reading clearly shows that we are here to live a life with purpose and on purpose. That we are here to support one another in whatever way, shape or form that it may look like for us individually. I have often shared that the thing that people misquote about, and his name's slipped out of my head, it isn't that it's a dog-eat-dog world. It's a law of cooperation. It's a law where we are helping to support one another. Humankind could not have evolved without the support of one another within the tribe and between various tribes. That is how what we deem civilization evolved. Darwin. Darwin's theory of evolution wasn't about it's a dog-eat-dog world, but about how we can cooperate with one another. That's how evolution came about. So wherever we are on our journey through this world and this life, no matter our age, no matter whatever we think is the construct that we've built up to what we do and don't do, each and every one of us can live a life with purpose and on purpose. Each one of us can make a difference. We can cast our stone, as Mother Teresa said, and make ripples. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for morning's reflection and affirmation. And as always, I like to invite you to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. And always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. 'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Inhale. Allow the life-giving, energizing breath to renew, restore, and replenish. Hold. Gently, slowly exhale. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly exhale. For the final time, inhale. Hold. Thank you. morning's meditation is entitled, I Open Myself to Greater Love. 1 Corinthians 13:1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Love is more than a sentiment, it is a need, a hunger, a thirst that is perfectly natural. Anyone who thinks he can live and be happy without it does not know what he is talking about. Psychologically, emotionally, or spiritually, love is the beginning and end, the impulse in nature that will not be denied. Now affirm. I think back beyond the individual to the source of all of life. I believe that the whole universe is the givingness of the creative spirit to the delight of its own being into the creation that is itself in that creation. Love is the principle of life, for it is the nature of everything to give. Only as I love so much that there is no longer any room for hate, will I ever arrive at the place where, if there may be hate, I will never know it. I am no longer afraid of greatness because of being so tied down to littleness. I will not clutch at the littleness anxiously and jealously, and so precariously to my heart. It is essential that I see beyond the littleness to something bigger. None of us is as perfect in expression as we ought to be. So I challenge myself to be great enough to rise in love, in charity, through understanding and compassion. Love is the lodestone of life. I respond to all persons recognizing that the spiritual life is the real life. I surround myself with love, the key to joyous living. That was from Ernest Holmes, 365. Well, I invite you to take a deep breath in. As we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the spirit, the life force, the energy that is everywhere present at every point in space and time, that there is nowhere where God is not. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing you are the source of all that is, the ground of our being, the absolute mystery. That you are beyond the names and labels that we try to attribute to you. That we know as we consciously come into communion with you, that the infinite intelligence, the one mind that is everywhere, knows and sees what is in our hearts, what is in our minds, what we are holding in consciousness. As we have been looking at these levels of conscious development, let this level 6, this level of conscious expression, as living our life with purpose, of empathizing with others, of sharing and bringing our own unique being to help our family, our friends, our community, our world. Let us know and remember that we are living your life, the life that you gave us, the life that you require of us to express the love that you are in whatever way, shape, or form that is right for us. We are here to live a life with purpose, on purpose, that which you sent us into the world to do. Mother, Father, God, embolden us, strengthen us, encourage us, that we may have the faith and the trust to connect with each other, to have the courage to, and the compassion to do what is ours to do, to bring heaven here on earth. Let us realize it's not about big or small with you. It's about the love and the faith with which we carry out the intention of whatever it is we are doing. Mother, Father, God, there is so much that is happening across our world at this time. You always, we include our world and all sentient beings in our circle of prayer. I simply ask for a healing of hearts and minds, of bodies, a healing of emotions and whatever the healing needs to be it in their bodies, be it in their hearts, be it in their minds, be it in their bank accounts, be it in their family, be it, you know. But I ask that you touch my heart and cleanse me of any feelings of anger with all that is happening and what's going on in this world. But that is not conducive to being a vessel of love and a vessel for your spirit. Mother, Father, God, I bring my beloved friend that you know what she's going through at this time. You know the decision that she has made. And I ask that you touch her, her family and friends, as they support her as she transitions home to you. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For our teacher reminded us that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. A kingdom of peace, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of abundance. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release and let go. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. I take my passion.
I take my passion.
And use it for good.
And use it for good.
Casting my stone.
I cast my stone.
On the pond of humanity.
On the pond of humanity.
To spread good in the world.
To spread good in the world.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. And now a prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God. Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Beloved, as we come to the end, I'd like to share this by Rumi. Our rumination. How does a part of the world leave the world? How can wetness leave water? Do not try to put out a fire by throwing on more fire. Do not wash a wound with blood. No matter how fast you run, your shadow more than keeps up. Sometimes it's in front. Only full overhead sun diminishes your shadow. But that shadow has been serving you. What hurts you blesses you. Darkness is your candle. Your boundaries are your My closing benediction, as we continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer, this is translated from a Hawaiian poet, a version from a Hawaiian poet, Kalo Ching, and it was translated by Mark Ferry, a young pastor of a UK church. Abba Imma in heaven, holy be your name. Your reign come, your yearning be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day the bread we need. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Guide us through life's trials. Shelter us from all evil. In your grace, your wisdom, and your love. Amen. So, my beloveds, I would like to close with a song this week that has and continues to bring me great peace and comfort. It's entitled Always Peace, and it's by Brian Courtney Wilson. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And may we always find home around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace.
trust that touched your soul as it touches mine. My beloveds, I wish you a very happy bank holiday, and I look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection.